listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. 23 Queensland councils hardest hit by the 2022 floods will share in $7 million to install flood warning equipment. Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt says Gladstone Regional Council will receive a portion of the cash to deliver 10 projects improving flood infrastructure.
Rain and river height gauges, flood cameras, electronic signage, all the kind of infrastructure that both emergency authorities need and residents need to make good decisions about where to travel, where not to travel, and where's safe to be during a flood.
For those heading to work on the Peak Downs Highway, there's a major infrastructure concern out at the Cavill Ridge Mine following a truck crashing into the underside of a bridge over the weekend. The Caterpillar 793 ploughed into an area that's part of the Peak Downs Highway running over Hall Road. It's a critical infrastructure bridge used to transport goods. The road remains closed with detours in place. Questions and concerns have been raised over how we meet Queensland's energy targets. Senator and opposition spokesperson for resources, Susan MacDonald, claims solar doesn't generate the power needed to support jobs for Queenslanders.
We have been talking about industry that is manufacturing solar panels and wind turbines offshore. So not only are we generating electricity from an industry that won't be able to protect and support manufacturing jobs, we are in fact exporting manufacturing jobs.
The Energy Minister has been contacted for comment. And Queensland's very own Bluey has received a specialist award from the Australian High Commissioner in London. The award was in honour of the cultural impact the much-loved TV show has had in the UK and around the world. Taking a look at local sport, a thrilling match for our CQ side in the QRL over the weekend. The Cappers took on the Brisbane Tigers, who hadn't clashed since last season's preliminary final, which saw the Tigers victorious. However, yesterday's match was a nail-biter, which ended in a 12-all draw.